Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Our intro.
Sing to me, Paolo.
You're listening to Bandwagons. Sorry, I didn't know if you were actually there.
I was proper crunching on M&M's as well.
We do another take. Let's get one without the food crunching. People don't pay for that.
Yeah.
People hate that and people do not pay for it.
I don't know if I can get the accent the second time.
I don't know if you ever had it the first time.
Sing to me, Paolo.
You're listening to Bandwagons.
Talking about things that other people are talking about.
When I say, I put this on, right? Cian works downstairs in the sitting room. And he was like, he was doing like a work bingo thing. And he was like, I have to go
that
up to the room.
No work.
Yeah, he was like, I have to do work bingo thing. He does more work than all three of us combined, guaranteed. And he was like, yeah, that's true. And he was like, I need a room from like 4:30, if that's okay. And I was like, oh, actually, it sits me down to the ground because I have to watch Lizzie McGuire for... I have to watch Lizzie McGuire. And he was like, oh, I have to watch. And then sure, he was like, literally, do you know when like dads come into the room and they stand like aside and they're looking at the TV? That was him fully until he absolutely had to go upstairs and do his work bingo.
He's like, I have to do bingo for work. You're like, I have to watch Lizzie McGuire for work.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that way it was more like work fun purposes as opposed to like he actually had to do it for work, you know, that kind of way. It's 90s bingo. I was like, is Zick doing it? He was like, no.
Like, what, 90s music?
I'm assuming it's, 90s.
I don't know if I could get into bingo that early in the day.
90s criminals. It was pretty early, yeah. I was going to say something else, but I probably can't be flat out just divulging his work.
No.
Things.
You probably shouldn't.
Basically, someone ended up winning all the prizes by mistake. Because it was only like his team, so it was really small. So the last prize or something, they had to like put it back out to people. So then someone else won.
What are the odds of that?
I know. Now, like a lot of the prize, like there's only like one good prize and then the rest were kind of like, booby shit prizes, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah. Do you know
But like, they're not bad, but they're not like really good. Like,
just when it comes to me, for my birthday this year, do you want to have a white elephant party? Or is that what it's called?
Yeah, where you all bring presents and then you end up...
You bring like shit presents. Or no, you like there's just a budget and everyone brings a present. It's like Chris Kindle, but you can do it any time of year. And okay. then everyone puts the present on the table and every present...
Let me Google this because I...
No, I know it, I know it. Ariana told me about it. So when you arrive, you get allocated a number. You get like a raffle ticket. And then everyone puts the prize they brought on a table. And then everyone sits around... We're going to play White Elephant, and they pick numbers out of a hat, and whoever's number comes out gets to pick a prize off the table. So you want to be the last person to get picked out of the hat, because you can pick any prize off the table or a prize that's already been picked. So if there's like really one really good prize, the last person is going to take that from whoever has it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And turns into war. That's what I want to do for my birthday.
You know what it's also called? I feel like we've talked about this on the podcast before. You know what it's also called? Yankee Swap or Dirty Santa.
Yankee Swap.
Yeah. The term white elephant refers to an extravagant, impractical gift that cannot be easily disposed of. The phrase is said to come from the historic practice of the King of Siam, now Thailand, giving rare albino elephants to courtiers who had displeased him so that they might be ruined by the animal's upkeep costs. It's very real. Anyway, Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
We've been threatening to do this for I don't know how long, and then we just kept getting in our own ways about it, or not offering it in polls.
We didn't
want
to blow our load.
Yeah, but I will say now, I do wish we'd kept this for Alive.
Yeah.
So we did blow our load in one.
We did. I don't know if it would have translated to Alive.
Someone messaged in and said, Shane could have been Paolo.
He's never seen it.
He doesn't know who that is.
He's like, who the fuck is Paolo?
We could still do it for like Hilary Duff live or something, but...
No, I think we've better ideas for lives.
I would have really liked to warn the costumes.
We're doing it now, so we just have to do it once well, and then we can do it.
We could just release this, and then in a few years when we're really stuffed for content, let's just delete
every episode all over.
Delete the episode, pretend it never happened, and then do it for our life. And
we
then
can if do that with any
and then
episode.
And then if anyone tries to bring it up, we'll just gaslight them. We never did that. What are you talking
Mandela
about?
Effect.
What are you talking about? It is only on Patreon as well, so like. There is a lot of people there.
There's
like
a lot of
600-ish people. 700-ish.
What do you think it got on Rotten Tomatoes?
I have no idea. We should stress. And obviously, we can guess from the title. We're talking about the Lizzie McGuire movie as opposed to the Lizzie McGuire series.
Yeah.
What did it get on Rotten Tomatoes?
You're not going to guess.
Oh, okay. 40%.
But the soundtrack got 91%.
As it should. As it should.
Just as deserved.
I think I saw this in the cinema.
I was trying to think that as well. I was like 9, so it would have been peak. It would have been like the perfect thing.
The perfect cinema age.
Yeah, perfect cinema going age. Perfect. I was the exact demographic for this movie. Probably was bet into Lizzie McGuire on the telly at the time. So I'd imagine I did, but I can't remember.
Do you know what? Do you know what I copped when I was researching for this as I was watching? I think we mentioned this before, talking about the impact of Lizzie McGuire. There were only 2 seasons of Lizzie McGuire.
Were there?
Yeah.
I saw a fact earlier as well that even though this film is like the ending of her story, as far as we know, they kept releasing new episodes for a year after the movie came out.
How does that work?
Hannah Montana will
keep your secret, Hannah. Bullshit on that.
Yeah. I wrote down one of the most iconic opening scenes and songs of a film.
I have a lot of issues with the intro of this movie because it leads you to believe that it's like a spy movie or something. And I know that's the point because obviously that's what Matt is at.
Yeah.
But it's very, very misleading, I would have said.
Yeah, interesting.
But the song is incredible. Obviously, it's a cover of The Tide Is High by Atomic Kitten.
Atomic Kitten, Lizzie, everything.
Have you seen the video for that?
No.
Natasha Hamilton is so pregnant in the video.
We saw her arse.
We did see her arse. Never forget we saw her arse. If you Google Atomic Kitten, The Tide Is High, the third Google result is pregnant.
Okay.
So there you go.
That's a weird fetish thing, is it?
No, Breed, why did you bring it there? It's just that she's like so obviously pregnant.
Okay.
It was like kind of like groundbreaking for...
Okay.
Because she's just wearing her crop top and she's like, the tad is... People can't see, but I'm doing that. You know, the really weak choreography they're doing, obviously, because she's like fucking 8 months pregnant. Like, okay. So, and actually, I wrote down, I forgot the singing intro. It makes the end make more sense.
Yes, I wrote that as well. Like, her singing Into the Brush shows us that she can sing. It's like foreshadowing that,
I actually don't remember that from original. Now, again, I didn't really care about plot or, like, foreshadowing or any of that when I was this age. I was just like, oh, I want to be her.
Yeah.
But it makes so much more sense now. Like, kind of. Like, it's so shoehorned in there that it's like, right, fair enough. But I was like, ah, okay.
That pink and black Barbie kind of outfit she had. I had a Barbie with that exact same outfit and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Do you know what the stripey, like, turn socks? And the platforms. Iconic.
Probably from her Claire's Line stuff by Hilary Duff. There you go. This was like Atomic Kitten's effort to break into the US.
It didn't work then.
No, absolutely not. The American music market is difficult for European acts.
Carrying in the Sun?
Nope.
Okay.
Jesus, no. She was a twinkle in God's pocket at this point. The American music market is difficult for European acts, and therefore the girl group teamed up with Disney to include The Tide Is High in the Lizzie McGuire movie, starring Hilary Duff. However, the album failed to chart on the Billboard 200.
The album for this soundtrack?
Yeah. No, the album for
Atomic Kitten.
Because the song was, the song was the lead single off the whatever album this was released in the US.
Their other bop.
Eternal Flame, which is also a cover.
I kept thinking Candle in the
Hole
Wind.
Hole again. Yeah, it's not Candle in the Wind. Her fringe is shocking.
Is it? I liked it.
No, it's too short.
Her hair changes throughout the whole film. So one minute she'll have like shoulder length hair, then she'll have like really long extensions.
Sorry, I was thinking that because when I saw the fringe, I was like, I don't remember this, and also I hate this.
She always had a fringe.
No, but like it just, when I see it now, it was like, it's quite short. But then, as you said, it disappears throughout the movie. Like, she's just different hairstyles then.
She's different. When she meets him at the fountain or whatever later on, when she's all, like, glammed up, she turns around and her hair is literally down to her arse, and then it's the next scene and it's shoulder length again.
Anyway, so we haven't actually really explained the plot, but she's...
Oh, there's a one sentence. A one sentence plot on Disney Plus, and I think it was, Lizzie takes a foreign trip with her classmates or something.
Well, you're really underselling it here. It's the school tour of a lifetime. Like, anyway, so in summary, Lizzie graduates high school. For some reason, they have to go on a school
junior
tour.
Junior high. She's 13 or 14, bear in mind.
No, there's no way because Paolo's 17. And if that's
no, it
so,
is. No, that's, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's too old. I saw on BuzzFeed, she's like, according to whatever maths, she should be 13 or 14 going into high school.
Surely.
No, that's what
surely.
Works. Like,
but Gordo was asking for like college references off your one.
Yeah, but they were going into high school.
She's not.
They were they had not.
How old is Lizzie McGuire? Can't do this
Mrs.
episode.
Mrs. Ungermeyer.
How old is Lizzie McGuire in the movie?
What is she graduating
Lizzie
from?
Lizzie was in the 8th grade in the plot of this movie.
That's second year.
I don't know why I assumed she was graduating high school, but one chaperone took a full group of 14-year-olds to Rome.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That she'd never met before. She wasn't like, they're going away with the school that they haven't started yet. Like their future teacher.
Ah, okay. So that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, anyway, so she's just graduated junior high.
No, it's big to lead.
She's going on a school tour.
They never kiss though, so it's fine.
Okay, let's just move away from that. And they go on this school tour to Rome and hijinks ensues because she gets mixed up with this really famous pop star.
Yeah.
And that pop star's former boyfriend ropes her into this scheme to try and fuck over the other pop star, if that makes sense.
Oh, spoiler. I wasn't going to tell Shay in the end.
Oh. Well, you still watch it. It still gets you.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else there. It's gone out of my head.
Comedy ensues.
I remember. You know, like, you can't go wrong with a movie in which there's... Like there's two people playing. There's one person playing
both
two
parts.
Characters.
That's parent real trap, acting at a time.
The Parent Trap. What else? There surely is more other examples than this. The Parent Trap. Tea and Tamara. Oh no, actually. So
I watched still, one the other
kind
day.
Of the same concept, you know. Like they're all.
No, I watched one recently.
Same looks the same. It's just a Parent Trap, I think.
No, I watched something recently.
Anyway, you can never go wrong with those kind of movies, in my opinion.
Movies.
I also wrote down, her dad is so shaggable.
Oh, it was... Yes, the parents are so hot. We are on the same wavelength today. I watched Us the other night.
But that's scary.
Yeah, but they all play themselves, like the twin version of themselves. And like, that is true acting.
Yeah, for her. The explanation for Miranda's absence. I wrote down divine. I don't think that's what I meant to say.
No,
it was very like, oh, I know. Yeah, but and I think in real life,
she was going to pursue a music career. Apparently, I thought she was on drugs.
No, I saw the actor that played Miranda was LaLanne, American actress, singer, songwriter, and bassist.
Ooh.
She was in Annie, the remake, the 1999 one.
Oh my God.
Oh, you love this. She was young Cosette and in Les Mis on Broadway.
I would love that. LaLanne.
She released one studio album. Yeah, I think she had.
Easy A.
So in 2007, she was arrested and charged with felony possession of methamphetamine. Yeah, but this was obviously before fucking.
I told you.
This was before.
Yeah, but like it all starts somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, break. That's not fair. But like it was, she was, that wasn't why she was not in the Lizzie McGuire movie. Why was LaLanne not in the Lizzie McGuire movie?
Do you think she's absolutely fuming now?
I think if they'd done the reboot, potentially. At the time of the movie, LaLanne was doing concert tours at Radio Disney and she is also a musician. Okay, so there actually
she
wasn't any CD.
Is in Easy A.
LaLanne is?
Yeah.
Who is she in?
Some girl. Yeah, I don't know.
I think there was talk of her potentially coming back for the Lizzie McGuire reboot if they did it, but as we know, it's not happening because they won't let Lizzie shag. So
yeah, let Lizzie shag. That's going on our July t-shirts.
Yeah, let Lizzie shag. So what else had I said? Oh yeah, sorry. Then I wrote down there were only two seasons of Lizzie McGuire. What the fuck? And then, you know, the whole thing. Kate comes in at the graduation and she's like, you're an outfit repeater.
Yeah. Lizzie was the OG sustainable fashion queen.
Yeah. Kate hates the environment. Pass it on. Kate hates Greta Thunberg. Pass it on.
What was Kate Saunders' trauma?
Like, she does have a redemptive arc throughout the
she
movie.
She does.
Though.
But what was her trauma like to make her like that?
I don't know.
It's upsetting.
Parents?
I'm glad she pulled it together. Mm. Yeah, because at the end they're like, oh, you're not the person we thought you were. Like, you're not like your normal self. You're a much better person.
See,
now.
What she doesn't realize is that she had the redemptive, like she had that experience.
The friends
going
she made were the friends along the way.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. But anyway.
And she got back with the boy, probably.
Who?
Ethan.
Oh,
the real.
Oh, the real
the
hero.
Real
this
hero.
Movie. Well, actually, there's
the
a few heroes
hero.
In this movie, but
yeah. I also wrote Gordo deserved better.
See, there's a moment later on in this where he comments on the fact that Lizzie uses scented shampoo because scented soap
yeah,
so close
like,
for
so good.
And that huge pervert vibes, I'm afraid, for me, to be perfectly honest.
Doesn't the actor that plays him works in the Irish embassy in New York now? So if you're an Irish person in New York...
Sorry, who? Gordo?
Gordo. Like, he's just like a...
That's not true.
That
he was
is
like,
100%
no,
true.
No, because he was lined up to do...
Yeah, but before, look it up, Irish embassy.
He
look it up. Check your facts. Get the receipts.
He did work at an Irish thing. He worked at the Irish Arts Centre in Manhattan.
There you go. Where's
this
the
lie?
This
is not the same thing.
Where's the lie? Same thing if you're like looking for...
His Wikipedia page is kind of rude. He look... Well, not that rude, but the picture like isn't very flattering.
No, but he's not very good looking.
No, Breed, stop. That's mean. You don't comment on people's parents.
Okay.
But that picture
since
isn't...
when?
That picture isn't...
That picture isn't great. I'm going to need updated minutes.
Do you know who directed this?
No, it's right there in front of me, but I haven't read it.
Tim Fell.
Oh, Jim Fall, you mean?
No, Tim Fell. It's Tim Fell. Tim Fell.
Read that.
I could just hear your laptop is fucking
it's old.
Oh my god, it is Jim Fall. Where did you get? No, I think there's something wrong with me. So what is it? Jim Fall. Jim
I don't know if I trust Wikipedia. Where did, what was your source?
Jim Fall. I don't Wikipedia
Jim
I thought
Fall.
Jim no Jim Fall is right. Sorry, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Greg is ruthless.
So he directed Trick. I've never seen, but it's supposed to be a good movie. But
it's not like Adam Sandler.
No, but he's gay, which makes so much sense because no straight person could have made Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yeah,
truly, like
why?
Camp is anything.
Oh yeah,
camp
they
is anything.
RuPaul in it.
Do you know, but like your one Borstein who plays Ungermeyer.
Yes,
iconic.
She is
they
in
looks in
everything.
This. He knew he hasn't done really much since. He did a lot of TV weddings. He did Wedding Wars, Holiday Engagement.
Okay.
Holly's Holiday, Kristen's Christmas Party. He touched me.
Let's leave it at that.
Love is deaf, dumb and blind. They make anything for TV, don't they?
stop
Why
it.
Why didn't they get him to do the Lizzie McGuire reboot? If you believe.
Oh, stop that now.
Stop what?
Alex Borstein, you mentioned.
Borstein. There's no N in it.
Whatever.
There?
She's in absolutely fucking everything. She's in, you might know her from Gilmore Girls. She plays the dressmaker who always tells Rory she looks like some old actress. She is the voice of Lois in Family Guy.
Oh, yes. Have you ever watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
No.
I watched a load of it on a flight.
She's the bitter woman on stage in Friends.
Yes. She kind of plays a similar character in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I watched a load of it either on the way or back from New York, and it's very good. I just never watched any more of it since, out of laziness, because I think it's on Amazon or something over here. I can't be arsed getting Amazon.
Yeah, she...
It's very good.
Plays
very good
kind of the same thing in everything, but she is very funny. And then Yanni Gelman, who plays Paolo. Sing to me, Paolo. Not a bit Italian, I don't think. He's Canadian. You might know him from Pretty Little Liars. He plays the cop.
I would not know him from Pretty Little Liars because I've never watched that.
Garish.
Shit show.
And he plays Diego Flores in 90210. He's the guy who comes in, gets leukemia, I think, marries Ivy and then dies.
Jesus Christ.
It's a small
Sorry,
but grim
spoilers arc. As well. What are we going to do when we do the 90210?
We're just going to delete.
When I see smiling, I go. Why did they not hire someone Italian?
I don't know. Sure.
They shot this in Italy, surely.
Oh, listen, CGI.
No, did they? Hang on, let's That's check this.
Of course they did.
Then not why didn't they just hire a fucking Italian person?
I don't know.
That's demented, like.
Or someone that could actually sing. No, should that...
Well, no, that didn't ring. Well, anyway.
What are my other notes?
No, Breed, I think you're wrong about the whole timeline of this as well. The Wikipedia says the events of the film take place after the second and final season of Lizzie McGuire.
Right, well, I have my 15 surprising facts are just lies.
Maybe it was that they were released, but like...
Hang on. Yeah, as they were... Yeah, no, it was shot. They were probably shot before, but they were released after. I think.
I don't know.
Let me find where I made that up from.
Production. The film produced by Stan Rogo was directed by Jim Fall. I can't believe I thought his name was Tim Fell. I just completely rearranged that.
You just made up your own name.
Was filmed on location in Rome, Italy in the fall of 2002.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hilary Duff did all her own stunts.
I think she didn't do all her own singing though.
No.
Because it's spliced with
her sister.
Which makes so much sense. And I learned this before doing research for this, because I think it was on Who Weekly. But like, I remember when I was watching this as a kid on like my 18th rewatch or something. You know the scene where she is like her back to the stage and she's like singing out to... Like we're this yeah one. Yeah we're to believe that she's singing
she's
in the
her
fucking Colosseum or whatever. Yeah. Like the voice there is like a fully grown, fully fledged woman. It's fucking Hayley Duff. Like,
sorry, it's her sister. It's her older sister.
I know, but it's like they couldn't have like yeah. The way they've said it in the wiki for the song is that it's like when the talking voice is Hillary and her singing voice is Hayley. But the thing is, Hillary can't sing. I'm really sorry. The thing is, Hillary can sing though. Like, not incredibly well.
Yeah, but she's not a belter.
Yeah, she's not a belter.
And it was to tell the difference between...
Sure,
no, it's Isabel's voice was Hayley. Because they had their voices couldn't sound identical.
But her voice, when...
But
fucking,
when she tries to hit the high
when
notes,
Isabella,
it is,
no,
yeah.
Yeah, when Isabella goes off stage, it's still... Hayley Duff is still there giving it loads.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be fuming if you were Hayley Duff? Hayley Duff does some absolutely dreadful spawn, I'll tell you that.
I'm
going to get some examples.
Lizzie and Isabella are European translations of the Hebrew name Elisheva, which means...
I thought you were about to be like, both Lizzie and Isabella are played by Hilary Duff. I was like, yeah, no shit. 15 surprising facts.
No, the name comes from Elisheva, which means God is my oath.
Right, yeah, fair enough.
Foreshadowing.
Who am I Googling?
This is the first theatrical film based on a Disney Channel original series. I was watching High School
Lizzie
Musical.
Lizzie McGuire movie was the blueprint.
I was watching High School Musical, the musical series last night on FaceTime with Quiva, and I was like, isn't it mad? Like, because that was a real school. So the premise of the series is that these are the kids that went to the school that High School Musical was shot in. But now there's a series also shot in that school. So in real life, there are kids going to that school who have both a TV series based on that school and a film series.
That's way too confusing.
It's too Inception-y.
And you see them, they talk about Hayley Duff spells her name. No wonder I couldn't fucking find her. She spells her name H-A-Y. I'm sorry for Hayley. No, H-A-Y.
L-E-Y.
L-I-E.
Hmm.
Sorry if you spell your name like that, but ask your parents why. I'm trying to see if she's any demented spawn up at the minute. Even though she's such a small part of this movie. Have you ever seen Material Girls?
No, it's the two of them, is
it? It's her and Lizzie. We should watch it.
I don't think I watched. Maybe years
ago. It's shocking. We should watch it for our movie club at some point. It's desperate, like. She just shot a movie called The Baby Pact. Which sounds like it's going to Walmart.
We are not wasting any more time on Hayley Duff on this episode.
I'm back with my favourites. Check out my recipe for summer spring rolls with the most delicious sauce on Hallmark. There you go.
She is such a big Hallmark bang off, right?
Big Hallmark
owner. Yeah, probably like 4 Christmas movies.
Will you carry on with some notes while I try and find her demented spawn?
Yeah, I wrote down, this soundtrack slaps. I stand by that.
I don't know. Do you want to check that there? What did I have down?
I'm afraid to bring up Spotify in case it plays.
Yeah, sorry. So I had Alex Borstein as Miss Angela Ungermeyer, the star of the movie. And then I had written down, how are they doing a school trip after graduating high school? That's been answered. Margaret Chan, spin-off, please.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was in the series, sure, wasn't she?
I can't remember. We should rewatch the series because there's only 2 seasons. We could well watch that and do... an episode on that. I wrote down Paolo's sunglasses, Jesus Christ, and then my next sentence is Gaslight Girl Boss Gatekeep, and I can't remember what the context of that was. Probably just Paolo acting the bollocks.
Yeah.
Sorry,
like Diddler.
How's the most famous man in Italy just at the Trevi Fountain and nobody saying anything?
Oh, they were. No, they were, because remember that lady comes up and gives her a big wheel of cheese?
No, this was after, when they're at that cafe.
Yeah.
Do you remember he sees her at the Trevi Fountain first and he's just there with Sergey,
I fancy.
I'm really hoping you don't know this because this blew my fucking mind and we have to get him on the podcast.
Sergey
is played by an Irish man.
No.
I swear to God, his name is Brendan Kelly. He was born on September 28th, 1964, in Dublin, as Brendan Joseph Kelly. He's an actor and director known for The Rock, 1996, the Lizzie McGuire movie, 2003, and Cellular, 2004.
Oh,
if you're listening
God.
To this and you know a Brendan Kelly, you need to contact us immediately because we need to talk to him about being in the Lizzie McGuire movie.
I looked up Brendan Kelly and there's like professors in Trinity by the same name. I doubt that's him.
That's rude. It could be. That's very rude, Brid.
No, I'm looking at pictures. It's not him. Brendan Kelly, Lizzie McGuire. That is insane.
I'm so glad you didn't know that because I was like...
No, I was going to look him up and I was like, oh yeah, he looks familiar, but oh my God, he's absolutely massive. He would bait the head off you. That's upsetting.
Hopefully, yeah, he would.
Will we get him on?
If we can track him down and he's willing to talk about it, absolutely. If you have anything
Stop
to
being jellies into the mic, Sorry. You give out to me. That's the most disgusting noise. I wrote, she doesn't make any effort to cover up her American accent when she's trying to be Isabella at the start. She just comes in and she's like, I'm American now.
Yeah. Sorry.
What did I say?
Sorry. She doesn't make any effort to cover up her accent.
No.
And she just comes in and she's like...
She's like, oh, my hair.
I'm Isabella now.
From the sun. Like, just come in, put on a bit of a fake accent.
Yeah, she's
and tell
really kind
of... You dyed your hair.
She's
freak.
She's kind of making it seem like Italians are stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole movie doesn't... I wonder how the Italians feel about this.
The wheel of cheese, divine. I would love a wheel of cheese.
If that was a real wheel of cheese, it would have weighed way too much for her to be able to hold.
Yeah, and then
and it would have cost
Gordo.
Like $2,000.
Gordo is like, he's anemia. He wouldn't be able to hold.
It was Parmesan.
That, like. What was the other... Oh, do you know when Paolo says 2 pods and a pea? I used to think that was so funny as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
No, do you know who doesn't get enough credit? And it's the physical comedy of that fucking bellman in the hotel. The Basil
Yes,
Fawlty
guy.
Yes,
he's very, very good.
So
I
funny.
Actually looked him up as well to see if he would have a similar Sergey Brendan Kelly story, but he didn't, unfortunately. You know when she meets him... Oh, sorry. Well, I have Why Are They Singing in English, Paolo and Isabella. Like, I know
well,
it's not...
that's not uncommon.
I know it's not uncommon, but like... I don't know.
If it's the International Music Awards.
I know, but like
long
that...
before Despacito.
Yeah, that's fair. What are you on about?
I don't know.
When she's like, I don't have much time. It sounds like she's dying.
For what? What in relation
to what?
Do you
know she? It's the first time she sneaks out and she meets him at the Trevi Fountain again. Mm. And he's talking to those children for some reason. And again, but it's
oh,
like,
man.
But
he's
it's
a sociopath.
Like, but it's like no one's, he's either being mobbed or he's being totally ignored.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Or he's zooming on his moped.
You know, we were talking about the soundtrack there. So you know the Volare. Whoa, who sings that?
Whoa.
This cover now, not the original.
This cover, who sings that? Give me a second.
You're not going to guess, like.
Oh, I'm not.
No, I don't think so. I'd be very impressed if you did.
It's not like Michelle Branch or someone.
No.
Lindsay Lohan.
No.
No, I don't know.
Your love is giving me wings. It's Vitamin C, who did the graduation song.
I have no
song.
Idea who that is.
As we go on, we remember. Yeah.
Sixth class song.
I have Melina is an army person now. You know, Matt's like girlfriend who's like in control of the plan to like embarrass her. And
is she in real life?
Yeah.
She was in the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants and she died.
Christ. Sorry, spoiler for Sisterhood.
Spoiler for Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
She's a flat out like army vet
now. It's really
like.
Sad. Is she? Fuck. Yeah. She really looks like another actress that's big on Netflix these days. She's in like Atypical.
Yeah, she has such a like blonde TV
big
child
TV
face.
Head on her, yeah.
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah, sorry, I have
Melina.
It right down here.
Milady.
Schroeder announced that she would be joining the United States Army in 2019. She attended officer candidate school and plans on working as an officer in the Military Intelligence Corps. Schroeder received her commission as a second lieutenant on September 20, 2019. And then my second sentence after that is nothing hornier than talking about Caravaggio being burned at the stake.
Mm.
Do you remember Paolo was bringing her around and he's like, ha ha, and maybe it was the Pope burned him. Lol.
Lol. Maybe that's because he's Canadian. He's actually just making it all up. Yeah, there's so many moments in this as well where I'm like, if this was real life, there's no way you wouldn't be shifted.
Yeah.
Do you know when they're watching the fireworks and they're like trying to hold hands? Yeah. A little bit, but like, sure, you're on your own. Like, what is...
Sure, they couldn't.
She
like,
was 14, in fairness. I probably
Mickey
wouldn't
Mouse was knocking on the door at every point. Like
Mickey Mouse once.
You want some snacks? Said, a condom?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, not that. He was doing whatever the opposite of that is. But, do you know he starts going on about music then when they're sitting in the cafe and he just goes, la, 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 la. And he's like, see, I'm
dreadful.
Yeah, it's dreadful. I wrote down, Paolo's every lad you've ever been cornered by in the smoking area that does music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like.
Any boys ever sang to you?
Truly, like. Also wrote down, I love how the issue is that Lizzie was getting up on stage and that she couldn't possibly do that because she's such a klutz, as opposed to the fact that she was impersonating someone else. So the whole issue then is she meets Paolo. Paolo is this.
Yeah, where's her moral compass?
Well, I didn't mean that. I just meant like it's funny that it's like the big issue is that, geez, I couldn't possibly get up on stage because I have stage fright, as opposed to the fact that like I'm going to be impersonating someone.
No, I think it
was. Of course
was,
you don't
I
have a moral compass when you're 14.
I think it was her confidence thing. She was like, I've always struggled with my confidence. Like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're at this point. Lizzie is like flat out sneaking out at this point and Gordo is covering for her.
This is where it gets ropey for me.
Yeah, so Paolo then kind of explains what like, he's like, yes, obviously you really look like Isabella, who's his former singing partner. He explains that they're broken up. They're not in love anymore, whatever. He mm-hmm. loves her like a sister, but...
Don't you love when they say that about you?
Yeah, weird. But there's some... They're performing at this... he tells her that they have to give an award at this ceremony. And he's like, you look so much like her. Why don't you come and do it? Because she's on this island somewhere that is... They never explain where the island is.
Sicily, I'd say.
I know, but like, why would you not just say that? She could be on Scary Island, like, you know? No, Sicily's not an island, is it?
Yeah, it's like the island that Italy's kicking.
Is Sicily... I just have Hayley Duff. Hayley Duff is Sicily. Is Sicily... I can't
is
fucking...
Sicily is an island.
I just want to double check.
Yeah, they're all sociopaths.
Yeah, it is an island, yeah. Sicily Island. They're all sociopaths. I mean, I think that's a big...
No, there are... Like, Paolo is a sociopath that, like, his natural reaction...
Oh, Paolo
reaction,
is a sociopath, yeah.
Yeah, his natural reaction is that he needs to get someone else to fuck over Isabella instead of just, like, not just opting out or doing it
yeah.
by himself.
And we don't know that. And Lizzie just thinks they're going to give an award, but then it later transpires because they find out through...
Magazine.
Yeah, Gordo sees these two Italian gals with the magazine. And there's like a paparazzo shot of her and of Lizzie and Paolo on the cover of it. And he gets them to translate. And it's like, oh, she's going to be singing at the International Music Video Awards. So then he tells her that. And Lizzie's like, what? Paolo didn't tell me that. And Gordo's like,
she's not even mad.
Yeah, she's really kind of.
She comes over to his little fucking. What is that? What are
she's
those
like mildly like annoyed.
What are those little Italian Yaris cars?
Fiat.
The little electric ones. She comes over and she puts her hand on it and like pops her hip and she's like, are we singing at this? He's like, yes.
And then she's just like, oh, I'm like, so horny when you speak Italian to me.
Yeah, she's like, don't, it's too cute.
Scusi.
Oh, I want to go to Rome so badly.
Then yeah, this would give you such a goof for holiday. Actually, sorry, while we're on the subject of this, and I know this is America and this is fiction, so like, fair enough. Did you go on a foreign school tour when you were in secondary school?
Yes.
Oh, for like, I went on a French exchange
to Toulouse or to Lille Jordan when I was 14, so I would have been the same age as Lizzie. I was
the closest.
I was not doing anything that ropey.
One of our years when I was in school went to London, and it was only if you were on the hockey team.
I went to Wales in fifth class.
What?
Oakwood, yeah, we got the ferry.
Like, what kind of rich people fucking schools
no,
are you going
no, no,
to?
No,
like?
No, 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 no. Who was I? Sure.
No, in fairness, like, that's, like, sorry. Reasonable. But I was around someone recently and I was, or I was at a work thing where I was with people and they were talking about, like, all these school tours they went on. Like, multiple school tours to foreign countries. Yeah. There's a ski holiday, like, every year. Now, I'm pretty sure our year had a ski holiday until people kind of start, like, there was, like, shagging or violence or something on one of them. Or maybe both.
So I didn't go to Gori, but Gori they did the Camino. You could do the Camino, you could do the French exchange, you could do the Italian exchange. You could go to Gambia.
Gambia!
Yeah. Kenneth did it. They didn't go to Gambia. He went to Kenya instead. You could go to Poland or somewhere. There was like every year they went on a foreign trip.
Mad.
Yeah, I know.
My next sentence is Ethan Kraft's last credit was Destination Christmas.
What does that mean? What
that
does
that mean? Was the last movie he was in.
Oh, sorry.
Again, another Hallmark job. And then I have
that nose did not age well, I'd say.
That's so mean, Brent. And also, it did. He looks well. I have an article here from Insider from literally a week ago. Liz McGuire, actor, says people often ask him if he's as dumb as his character in real life. And he basically said that, like, people come up to him and go... it's amazing how many times I've been asked. Oh, he said this on a podcast, I think it was. It's amazing how many times I've been asked point blank, "Are you really that dumb?"
People don't understand the magic of television.
He said, "You just say yes, because what are they going to do?" They're like, "Wait, really?" He said, "Fans also go ask if he does the signature lather, rinse, repeat that Ethan Kraft often said was the secret to his shiny hair. I never really have. I didn't know that was a thing until that show. I don't know too many people who do really." And then he apparently got asked about Hilary Duff a lot, and he said that she is so nice and also amazing and so fun to work with. He said male fans tend to ask if he had a romantic relationship with Duff because they are perverts. He said a number of people have asked him about whether he banged Hilary Duff, but he pointed out that he was 14 and in middle school when the show was filmed.
Was he 14?
Yeah.
Jesus fuck, he looks so much older. I don't actually think he was stupid. I think he just had like a different type of language. Do you know what I mean? Like how we talk now is how he talked back then, and everyone was like, "What is he saying?"
No,
like,
his character
he's
was
like,
a bit dumb.
Tight word. Like,
no, his character
it's how
was
I talk
a bit
now.
Dumb.
Well, surfs up.
Yeah, you sit with that. You sit with that, and you have a think. That other song. Do you know we were talking about like how well received the soundtrack was, and like I would agree, bar the Hilary Duff song, why not? Because it's
why not
take a crazy chance?
Why not
do a crazy dance?
Yeah, the worst dog shit.
The worst rhyming couplet in the entire fucking world. Do a
That's
crazy
on her
dance.
Album. That's on her Most Wanted album, I think.
Oh, it is. I know all
and
about it.
It plays twice in the movie. Plays in the movie and then again at the credits.
Her they should have put on
definitely wrote that into the contract or something.
She's so many better songs.
Come Clean.
On that. Yeah, Come Clean. I suppose didn't really fit.
Yesterday. Like, so what's the one about Tokyo? Wake Up.
Wake Up. Wait, yeah, but she hadn't written all these songs at this point.
Should
they came
all
later.
On the same album.
That's a greatest hits album though.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean greatest hits? She only has one album and
Jesus
it's the greatest hits album.
Jesus fucking Christ. She doesn't have just one album. She has Hilary Duff. She has With Love. That was like her
Most
second
Wanted
or third.
Is a greatest hits album?
I'm telling you right now it is.
Is it?
I swear to God, yeah. Oh hang on, God. Discography.
I've been gooped and gagged all these years.
She had, so I think it was like, yeah, so, no, this is fucking, well, okay, it's saying discography and the first album is Santa Claus Lane, 2002, so this can't be right.
I Want Candy with Aaron Carter.
I Want Candy. American singer Hilary Duff has released 5 studio albums, 2 EPs, 2 live albums, 5 compilation albums, 5 video albums. So shut
what?
Up. Duff released her debut studio album, Santa Claus Lane. in October 2002, peaked at 154 on the Billboards. That's Christ. Her second studio album was Metamorphosis.
Whatever this is, whatever I'm going through.
That's from that album. Then you have So Yesterday, Come Clean.
Yeah.
The album was a breakthrough release for Hollywood Records, being the first album in the label's history to earn that much success. Third studio album was Hilary Duff. That had Fly and Someone's Watching Over Me. That was the only released in Australia. In 2005, in 2005 she released her first compilation album. They don't call it a greatest record, but it's not like it's not an original. It's loads of different tracks. And that's Most Wanted. Okay. She became her first album to debut at number one.
Yeah.
The album spawned the singles Wake Up, Beat in My Heart, Tune, which both peaked in the top 10 in Italy. The following year, Duff released Forever Hilary Duff, an Italy exclusive compilation. And then her fourth studio album was Dignity, which was... we love, and say we love, love, love. You want to be, huh?
Yeah, go on, keep going.
I don't know the rest of the words. I just, we love, love,
the rest
love.
Of the words.
Her first greatest hits release was Best of Hilary Duff, which is fair. And then her fifth studio album was Breathe In, Breathe Out, which was, we're not even anywhere near the end of the movie. So anyway, sorry. Sorry for that detour. But I wasn't having you say the excitement of being back.
Okay, let's skip ahead a bit.
Do you know when they're doing the fashion bits where they're trying to pick her outfit? RuPaul.
But not RuPaul.
It's Taylor Jane.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't have RuPaul doing it because RuPaul's a drag queen and Disney's like...
Oh my God, I pretend I do not see
the Alphabet Mafia. He's like...
Yeah.
The LGBT, I do not see them.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse.
So the bit that gets ropey for me is when Mrs. Ungermeyer is about to find out that Lizzie's been sneaking out. She's going up to give Lizzie some apricots because she didn't look well that morning, apparently. Lizzie's been faking sick this whole time, but she's gone. She's out the gap. Gordo knows this. So Gordo knows that the teacher's going up to check on her and knows that Lizzie won't be there. So he tries to like intervene and distract, and it makes no sense. And the teacher's like, are you telling me if I go up here, Lizzie's not going to be here? And he's like, no, it's me that's been sneaking out. Even though he has been present on all the trips, he's been on the bus probably everywhere. Mm. And she doesn't even bother to go and check if Lizzie's there or not. She just gets so distracted by him admitting to sneak out.
And
she
sends him to the airport by himself.
He's 14. He probably had one of those airport chaperones.
Well, where were they then?
Yeah, they did a shoddy job because he came back.
I just so you know they're doing this bit in the room where
also the departures and arrivals must have been right beside each other in that airport.
Lizzie's hair, it's not crimped and it's not in plaits. What's going on?
Do you know when she did the makeover, she comes out and she's like, goodbye, Lizzie McGuire. Hello, fabulous. And all the only difference is that she's put like a few braids in her hair. That's
desperate.
What I'm going to do.
I wrote down, Matt sounds like a COVID denier, and I can't remember what that's in reference to.
Oh. Was that when they're on the plane?
I tell you what. He says something. It's when he comes down with the poll about Italians dating Americans.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dad's like, where did you get this research from? And he's like, anyone can find out whatever they want. He's like, this information is readily available if you have a computer. I was like, okay, fucking Aisling O'Loughlin, like, relax.
Read the facts.
And then I said, Gordo looks more and more depressed as the movie progresses.
Yeah, because he is.
Fair. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Would you kiss Gordo if you were Lizzie?
Oh, I don't know.
I think they've been friends.
He seems really nice, but that fucking throwaway sentence about the smell of her skin.
No, I didn't mind that.
Says everything about you.
If you're using scented soap, you want people to notice.
The bit where they're learning how to sing and like lip sync, she is dressed like a fourth class teacher.
She's wearing a maxi skirt. She's going to teach a flamingo dance.
She's wearing a maxi skirt and like a cardigan.
No, she's not. She's wearing like one of those like hippy dippy tops that kind of like V's down at the front and back.
Well, that was fully what my senior infants teacher used to wear.
Yeah, she looks like she could teach art.
She had like the one of those kind of layered maxi skirts, and you know those boots that are like.
Do you remember what your teacher?
They were kind of like knee high because she was just like beyond all words. They were like knee high and they had like kind of a skinny heel, but you know they're like kind of skinny, but then they go back out into kind of like a square at the end. And they were all in kind of like browns and purples.
The same shoe in different colors.
No. Like the
one pair of shoes.
The brown. Yeah, but I think she had like rotation of those kind of skirts and like felt kind of denim jacket, like
that.
Maxi jacket. It was fucking demented. Sorry. Anyway, I really hope my.
But yeah, how did she not cop in that scene that he's lip syncing?
That's what I said. But then
is it explained?
No, because he says that she's like, but you're not singing, and he's like, I am. Oh yeah, but I will be on the night.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Lizzie.
Lizzie is a dumb bitch. Lizzie needs to ask more questions.
Of course Lizzie's a dumb bitch. Like, look at this entire movie. Like,
oh, Lizzie, girl.
She is stigmatized. She's stigmatized and she won't even hold his hand.
Yeah.
She's 14, sorry, we need to stop talking like this.
I was 14. I thought we were in love. But yeah, no, it could easily happen. You just don't ask questions. You just hope for the best.
Fair. I said, yeah, how is he allowed to just go to the airport alone? What island was she on?
Sicily, we've answered all those.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair.
The airport chaperone.
So then Gordo is sent back to the airport.
Sent packing.
He meets Isabella coming back from the island at the airport. She's talking with paparazzi. He realises, oh, this is Isabella. He explains what's happening. She explains, like, oh, that it's not true. I sing live. Paolo doesn't.
Worst accent I've ever heard.
Terrible. Hillary Duff did not even remotely try.
Italian.
Yeah, I was watching and I was like, is this xenophobic or whatever
Lizzie
the word
McGuire?
Would be? Well, you're doing it now, so how much better are you?
They had to get Lizzie an acting coach for that show.
Lizzie feels bad, but Kate is like, you need to just go and finish what you started because otherwise everything that Gordo sacrificed won't be worth it, which is like, okay, Kate, fair enough.
Kate just wants all the glory though, doesn't she? She wants the fame and the money and the cars.
Yeah. So they go to that award ceremony, right?
And they
walk the red carpet. Hilary and Paolo. She is wearing a top.
Jeans
and a nice top. And one glove.
I thought this was one of her better outfits. I liked it. I think she pulled it off.
I know, but it's just
at the time.
Like
this is, think of like Friends at this era. Like that was the style.
I know, but it's just...
For the biggest
award. She did look great, but like this is supposed to be one of like the biggest award ceremonies in Europe.
Yeah.
Italy? I don't know.
The VMAs. The security was mega lax at that big international event.
You know when they meet each other? Yeah, totally.
How did Gordo get in? How did Isabella get in?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, she's on the list. But surely someone on the door would have been like, sorry, there's already an Isabella inside. It just makes no sense.
Maybe people were just so confused that she just barged right through. Maybe she got to people who hadn't seen Lizzie.
Yeah.
The way Isabella says freaky, you know, when they meet each other. I say Isabella, but it's just a fucking Hilary Duff. She's like, freaky.
Freaky.
Freaky, because I'm Italian.
How did Paolo get to be so famous when he cannot sing and he's not that nice?
There you go. Power.
Yeah. Money.
Money and power.
Sex, money, drugs.
You can always step on the little guy. And then it's like the big performance with the tearaway gown into the suit. Do you know what though? I will say that performance is not as good as I remember.
No, but she's like very low energy.
She's very low energy. The song, even like
the dancers are giving it loads. All I watch is the dancers.
I have an issue about this though, because like how was she just able to dance with them and had a routine? Because we were never shown that and it was never implied.
No, she did. Do you remember he was like, okay, now for dance, and she was doing all this.
But that was just with him though.
Yeah. No, I do think there
it's
was
totally
a routine.
Different if you were she like five or six it. Bodies on the stage.
No, I think she had to adapt.
And she's 14
without him. She's very talented.
She's a fantastic.
I have a bigger issue with, because it was originally supposed to be a duet, is she only singing half the song or is she singing both parts? I gotta go my own way.
I think she's singing both parts.
She's jumping over and back between the male and the female bit.
I think she's singing both parts.
Fair play to her. I wrote, this movie has ruined the Colosseum for me, because it's apparently you cannot fit that many people into the Colosseum.
No.
So whenever I see it, it's going to be really anticlimactic.
I said Isabella is essentially dressed like Shiro from Kim Possible.
Yes.
She's so hot. And that whole like green outfit.
I love
the black,
those curls, the hair.
That makeup and like Lizzie's stage makeup, very iconic.
Yeah.
Walked so Euphoria could run. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Like crystals and all. And then... like it's somehow grand. The world is obsessed with her. She goes out and performs on her own. Isabella, we should say, Isabella comes out on stage her and
they expose Paolo. They turn off his mic. They turn off his lip sync track. All of a sudden, Gordo's a sound engineer.
Yeah,
at the VMAs.
Paolo's like, I'd like to keep it on, please.
Well, who let Gordo in at the sound desk? Did he know how to work it?
I don't know. He's very intelligent.
He is very intelligent, but you do, like, there's more than intelligence. I don't know.
Anyway,
he's 14.
So that happens. Paolo fucks off. Sergei says he doesn't want to be involved with them anymore, and he goes off to shag Miss Ungermeyer. The implication. They don't shag straight away, but it's implied that they are definitely going to shag at some point.
Yeah.
And sorry, Lizzie's parents and Matt have come over at this point as well, because
we left that out.
Yeah, sorry. Matt's research about the dating thing, he presented that to his parents.
It's because they were like, oh, we just really miss her. We'll just fly to Italy because rich, apparently.
Yeah, because Matt is like, I really miss her. But he tries to make out that, like, that's why he's presenting all this research and stuff.
Your mom would do, she'd be like, oh, I'd just fly over 100% because I just miss her a bit.
100%.
Yeah. I saw an argument online where it's like, how can her whole family afford to fly to Italy from America when I'm pretty sure there's an episode where Lizzie needs new jeans and her mom brings her to the discount store?
The dad's gone up in the world since.
Yeah. What does he do again?
Don't know. He's just a ride.
Is it right?
What was I going to say? Yeah, and Matt's like still trying to embarrass her or whatever. She's it cuts off stage and like she's flat out getting her picture taken and people are obsessed with her and everything else. She's this huge pop star now. And what happens then? Basically, her and Gordo go off.
She becomes okay. So this is my question. Can you put this in terms of like Irish celebrities for me, please? And like, say, so what is the
we'll never be able to do that.
The Irish equivalent of this situation? So let's say it's like Jedward, right? Jedward are Paolo and Isabella. Jedward have fallen out, so one of them gets like a fake Edward.
Okay.
The fake Edward comes out, they realize John, blah blah blah. Same situation happens. So it's the fake Edward we're all watching do this big performance. Would you leave the telly on? I'd turn it off. I'm like, who is this man? I have no interest in this. Nobody cares about her in Italy, like.
Yeah.
You want the ones you like. I would be fucking raging that Isabella walked off.
But then if it was just like, oh, she's so talented and the song is so good.
Well, it was already a song. It was already their song. So now we're watching a cover version of it. We're watching a tribute act.
But what if it's so good? You wouldn't turn it off. But I suppose then the issue is like Hilary Duff's actually not really that good.
No, it's not good enough. I don't think it's good enough to make her a celebrity in Italy with a song that was already famous by a girl who already looks like her.
But you'd watch, you'd probably
There's
stay
already one of her.
You'd probably stay watching though, just based off that initial drama.
What is the event? Is it like Eurostar or something? What is it? Is it like Dancing with the Stars?
No, it'd be like the Meteor Awards or something.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we did the award ceremony episode and I did a whole thing on the Meteor Awards? I hate this podcast so much.
You say that like anyone made you do it.
I know. It seemed like such a good idea. No, it would be something like, or
let
like,
me see, like, who is it? Who's like an Irish couple that sings?
Donald Jones.
Well, they're not even.
Love can build you up.
No. One
love
of them's not very well.
You down. We don't have a lot of twosome acts. The Corrs?
No, they don't even have to be like a twosome. I just need two celebrities that sing that have maybe kissed in the past. Let's say
that
like
are Irish,
Sharon
Twinkle
Corr
and Martin.
And Bono.
They haven't kissed. They definitely haven't kissed. Bono and the Edge. They've kissed.
Sharon Corr and the Edge.
Two best friends in a room. They might kiss.
Right, let's say Sharon Corr and someone else.
Okay. Allegedly.
Let's say Bono for argument's sake. Bono is Paolo.
Yeah.
Sharon and Bono fall out.
Okay.
So Bono goes and gets Andrea to come out and sing the same song that he's made. You're stop listening to me now. I can tell by your face. He gets Andrea to come out and sing a song that he has made famous with Sharon already. Are you telling me that you're going to give any shits about Andrea singing the same song? If it was a different song, yes. It's the same song that's already famous by a girl who looks the same.
Probably not, but you're not considering like the whole drama at the start.
But nobody in the audience knows that.
But you're not going to leave, like. Maybe you would.
If it's the VMAs or something, I'd switch it off.
I think the performance is so short that you probably wouldn't. But sorry, also another issue. It's an award ceremony. Didn't see a lot of fucking awards being handed out. Can you turn off your WhatsApp?
Sorry. It's my boyfriend.
Oh.
Am I joking?
When are we doing the episode on your boyfriend?
He's already had an episode. He blew his chance.
I could be a gentleman. He'll have to come on and do Agony Uncle.
I'm actually so happy that no one has put two and two together that he was on and he was shit. They're just assuming he's
someone
you're
ratting on yourself now.
Only to the patrons. Because someone said...
He was so nervous because he wanted to shag Green so much. He didn't do any research.
He did no research for the topic. He wrote me a poem. That was it.
It was just an elaborate ploy.
Stop writing me poems.
To get into Breed's knickers, and I just had to endure it. And talk about Sharknado. Anyway, we're not talking about that.
I only told him at the weekend, do you remember we came off that and one of you said, you have to stop inviting people on that you fancy.
That was definitely me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
Please.
What would you, how many popcorns out of 100 would you give this movie now? I will say, out of all the movie club ones, I enjoyed this probably the most. It's not problematic, bar maybe the Paolo Lizzie thing, but I'm actually going to overlook that and pretend that like Paolo is
of age.
He has to be, like, there's no way. The only bit that I was like slightly disappointed by was that last performance, because I remember it being like bigger.
Yeah.
I would give it probably 88 popcorns out of 100.
I'd agree with you on that. I think it's one of my, it's up there, one of the films I can watch over and over and over.
Absolute comfort movie.
Yeah. And there's no bits where I'm like, I hate this bit.
A tight 95 minutes.
Yeah.
Funny.
It's up there with Cheaper by the Dozen and School of Rock.
Yep. Isn't it so sad that your man from School of Rock died?
Oh, stop. I forgot about that. I was drunk when I found that out. I must have been. Yeah, I blocked that out. He was one of my first crushes. Him and Teenage Simba.
Fair.
R.I.P.
Okay, that's it from us this week.
Oh, fuck's sake. Keeping it light.
We will be back. You're one to talk about keeping it light. We will be back next week. We don't know what we're doing next week. What's new? What will we do next week?
What have we not done recently? Don't we have
to do something? Are we going to do something with something extra with a Convena? We're going to go drinking with them. We don't have to do it on the same day, like, but...
Is that what we're doing on the main one? Are we not just doing, like, Agony Aunt on the main feed?
I think we're just going to do, like, a mishmash of a lot of different topics, like...
Yeah.
Or, like, dating and Agony Aunt. We should probably decide that first before we talk about...
Yeah, that's what episodes. I mean. Like, you're going to have two episodes of the same thing, otherwise.
Breed is back with Taro this month. She actually said her boyfriend would do Taro some month at some point, so keep an eye out for that.
Did I?
You did. And you weren't drunk. We were swimming.
He doesn't know that.
Message us if you're not in the close friends. And our Pride collab with Doonvale is now live. With all profits going to LGBT Ireland. There are three options to choose from for your slogan. We have Blame the Worms, Don't Tell Lies, and Don't Be Hateful.
Yeah.
Sizes go up to a 5XL.
And they are great t-shirts. I wear mine. We have two from last year. I have two from last year and I wear them a lot.
Yeah. We're just looking to raise obviously as much money as possible. We don't have like, they're made to order, we don't have like a certain amount or anything, so don't really worry about them selling out, because I don't think that's possible. We're just going to make as many as are sold. But if you are
sustainable,
yeah, and if you're waiting to be paid or anything, they're on general sale
for the month.
Yeah, so that's it. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.